You're listening to SBS News.
Another turbulent day for the aviation industry. The bidding war for embattled airline Virgin Australia ended after administrator Deloitte handed ownership to American private equity giant Bain Capital. TWU National Secretary Michael Caine says it's a win for jobs.
This is encouraging news. There were two strong bidders in this race towards a sale agreement. And that's a real indication that this is a company that is a good company. It's a company that is a good investment prospect.
It came just hours after a shock announcement by rival bidder Cyrus Capital, withdrawing from the race this morning, citing a lack of engagement from administrators who have not returned calls, emails, or meaningfully engaged with Cyrus to progress its offer. Warren Staples is from RMIT University.
Cyrus were clearly the preferred bidder by the employees and the workforce. But this result today perhaps suggests that Bain were always the candidate that the administrator Deloitte wanted to see emerge through this process.
Under Bain, Virgin 2.0 will relaunch as a hybrid, low-cost airline. All employee entitlements will be honoured, as well as a more integrated Velocity frequent flyer program and all existing travel credits. Creditors will vote on the sale in August, but it's not a done deal after bondholders put in their own conditional proposal. Neil Hansford is an aviation analyst.
The bondholders don't have to take an offer which was looking like they were getting 10 cents in the dollar.
Staff across the aviation sector are concerned about Qantas's looming 6,000 job cuts. Abby Kosh and her mother, Rebecca McLean, are long-haul flight attendants, representing the Flight Attendants Association of Australia.
I loved my job as a flight attendant and I feel like I've lost my sense of purpose a little bit, so it's been hard to find something in the meantime to keep yourself busy. I've got a casual job that's doing it at the moment, but it's harder than I would expect it.
Really relying on some form of government assistance because we just don't know how long this is going to go. We've got members of our association who've been flying for something like 40 years, 40 plus years, and what happens there is they're put into a situation where they haven't had to apply for a job for all of that time. And so the idea of having to go out there and do all that, it takes time.
Alan Joyce reiterated that call, but only for the 15,000 staff indefinitely stood down.
JobKeeper, as the Prime Minister said, is designed to keep people in jobs where the jobs exist. It's not there to support people that in jobs that do not exist and are going to disappear.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison acknowledging the calls for economic security from those in the aviation industry.
We get it. We understand that they are going to be hurting more for longer than other parts of the economy. And so we will continue to tailor our fiscal supports to those areas that will continue to need them.
That comes as the sector faces a prolonged future of uncertainty. Jennifer Scherer, SBS News.